For millions of grown-ups up and down the East Coast, it's been an ugly day. Snow and wind and bitter temperatures made it difficult to impossible to get into work this morning. But few hearts are so cold as to forget the day when a fresh blanket of snow meant liberation.
When I was growing up as a kid in New York, it was rare that they'd close the schools in a snow day. It'd have to be the blizzard of 88 to close it, because we had a superintendent of schools named Theobald, and that was pretty much his attitude. But this one particular day in January, they decided the snow was so bad, he closed the schools, and it happened to be the day, it was 1961, and it happened to be the day of the JFK inauguration. So my two sisters and I and my mother sat down, and we watched the inauguration. And that's when I got to hear the famous Ask Not speech, and it was great.
Well, in honor of today's school closures, tell us the story of your most memorable snow day. Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And joining us from amid the snow drifts of memory lane is NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich. He's at our bureau in New York. Robert, always nice to have you on the program today. Happy snow day.
Yeah, I had a snow day on January 20th, 1961, and I had the exact same reaction. I got to go home, and I got to watch that, too.
And you saw ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
I was holding a pencil at the time. We turned down, me and my friend Dick Aronson, we turned down the sound and we broadcast the whole thing ourselves. But that was just because that's the way we were.
Broadcast might not be the proper word.
Pencil cast. It's a kind of a subsection of broadcasting.
So were there other snow days? You grew up in New York City.
Well, what are you asking me this for? You know, the world should know that Neil and I went to the same high school. Not within a relatively similar distance. So what I'm assuming I'm telling your story here.
Part of my story. I arrived at that high school after some adventures at other schools, but go ahead.
What you do is you'd watch the snow fall outside your window at 7, 8, 9 p.m., and you'd start to pray. It was one of those kind of things like, if you do this for me, God, kind of things.
Right.
Where you'd try to bargain, and then the next morning, there was a broadcaster on WOR radio named John Gambling. Rambling with Gambling. And he would have the franchise. So school kids all over New York and all over New Jersey and all over Southern Connecticut would tune in to this station, and this man would slowly announce the school closings by county and so on. And the school that I went to had a name very similar to the schools just before and just after other school. I mean, it was called Riverdale. There was a Riverdale, and I think there was a River School, and I think there was a Riverside. So I'd sit there. For me, the key thing was there was a water tower right outside my window, one of those barrel-shaped things that they have in New York. And when the roof of the water tower was completely covered in snow, no sign of black, I thought, better than even. And then John Gambling would say either yes or either no. But it was in the form of a list. So it'd be like, they're not going to call the Riverdale School, the Riverdale School, Riverside School. I think, was it me? I don't know.
Who knew?
It was
who
horrible.
Knew? But studying for the geometry quiz stopped with that first click.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The geometry quiz, everything, you know, all the overextensions in your life, all the things you hadn't quite gotten ready for, this was freedom. You know, plus you could go and watch the president get inaugurated on a particular day. Plus, there were some questions sort of in the back of my mind. Like, I knew that people, this is a very regional and somewhat provincial thing, I guess. I mean, people in Los Angeles never get to have a snow day. And I don't know whether people in St. Paul, I mean, maybe because it snows there so much and maybe they, you know, a snow day is like lowercase all the way. Oh, no, there's no such thing as a snow day. Because I just don't know.
Here's an email from Nancy in Tucson. 2 winters ago, Tucson had a blizzard. Well, for the desert, it was so. About
Tucson.
A half an inch to 1 inch in places. The city seemed paralyzed with no equipment to deal with it. And the kids had a snow half day, but had to return to school for the afternoon lest they be deemed absent. Well, we sledded. We built a snowman, but you could see the brown dirt under the snow sheets in the park. The best we could do, and good nostalgia for an old New Yorker.
Yeah. See, because those people just are wannabes. I mean, like you live now in Washington, D.C., where precipitation is considered some sort of a, you know, act of God and worthy of a lot of mulling. And then the government there seems to fall down on the job quite a bit. So that,
well, I have to admit, our new school's chancellor in Washington, D.C. today refused to buckle under, did not declare a snow day.
Huh. Well, here in New York City, I think this public school is closed here for the first time. Margot Adler, who informed me just before I entered this broadcast booth, that she believes that it's been five long, dry years. I don't know if it's been that long for public schools here, but that's a big deal. So today, there is just giggling multiplied by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gigglers everywhere.
And none of those gigglers are on the Long Island Expressway.
No.
This is Lori. Lori's with us from Holland, Michigan.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Thanks. Oh, it was 1978. MSU, that's Michigan State University, had canceled class for the first time in its history. We were no school for 2 days, but snowed in for 4 days. It was just a huge storm. When we woke up that morning, the stop signs were totally overdrawn with snow. You couldn't even see the stop signs. That's how much snow we had. I had studied all...
Wait a second. Did you just say that it was closed, school was closed for 2 days, but the snow was made it impenetrable for 4 days?
Right.
So was everybody sent to Saturday recall or something? Was everybody...
I'm not sure they have that at MSU.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Thursday and a Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday wasn't out either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I had studied all night long for psychology, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, someone's banging on my door, let's party. And I'm like, no, I got to get up and take this test. But needless to say, by, I'd say, 9:30 in the morning, that first morning, all the party stores were out of anything.
Any possible supply.
That's right.
Well, I have to take the part of your psychology professor and ask, so when you got out of the test, how did that make you feel?
Oh, I was glad that I had a few extra days to study for it. That was good, but it was just crazy. No one has, I think, ever seen as much snow in an overnight storm ever. It was just totally amazing. I remember kids jumping out of the second floor of their dormitories.
Wow.
To jump into the snowdrifts, which is crazy, but, you know, kids are
crazy.
19.
Lori? But there's also a kind of, Neil, do you remember, like, in New York, there's a kind of quiet when the snow is fresh and just all sort of like a blanket of snow, everything gets kind of hushed. And in a city which is always honk, honk, beep, beep, this is like suddenly you're living in the forest or the seashore.
And then there is the great jingle, 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 not of sleigh bells, but of chains on snow tires.
Yes. And also the... of the sanitation department, which will come through and ruin everything fairly quickly. So there's just a small opening
little
there.
Window there.
Yes.
Before things start going beep, beep, beep as they try to back out of something.
Yes.
Lori, thanks very much for the call.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. This from Melody. I grew up in Florida. No way were there snow days, but we had hurricane days. My younger sister and I would play the most elaborate make-believe games to entertain ourselves in our dark home, as all the windows had to be boarded up since there was nothing but weather reports on the television. Hurricane days were always something we looked forward to. Not the same, Robert.
I
don't
think so. No, I would not trade a snow day for a hurricane day ever, because the hurricane could blow your house down. That wouldn't be good. Whereas all the snow day would do would give you freedom. That woman has to be completely reoriented in her thinking.
Let's go to Jason. Jason with us from Rockford, Illinois.
Hey, how you doing there?
Very well, thanks.
Good. I was, I think, in second grade in 1986. We had a snow day when I lived in Pennsylvania, and I stayed home to watch the Challenger take off, and the Challenger didn't make it out of orbit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I remember that day, too.
It was a snow day. We woke up all excited to watch the Challenger, and it turned out not to be quite as exciting a day as we expected.
See, that's a hurricane. That's a snow day turning into a hurricane day.
Yes.
That's a bad news snow day.
I was in London that day, and there were not very many snow days in London.
No.
And that was not among them.
We had intended to go out and have snowball fights and whatnot afterwards, but it just didn't seem to have the same effect that day.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No.
Jason, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is from Bill in Prairie Village, Kansas. My favorite snow day story, 1966. It snowed overnight in our small Oklahoma town, not a rare occurrence because we got one or two snowfalls a year. But I didn't think it had snowed enough for a snow day, so I walked to school, but no one was there when I arrived. No people, no cars, no nothing.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was in the Twilight Zone and everyone else in the world had disappeared. Of course, it was a snow day. I had simply failed to get the word. John Gambling's broadcast doesn't go that far west, I don't think. So I walked to my job at the local newspaper and earned a few extra dollars that day. There are no snow days in the newspaper business.
Isn't that, that's really weird and creepy, because that's close to a sort of strange dream you might have, that you walk to school and he was the only one who didn't know. There wasn't just, you know, some other kid from the third grade who showed up. Nobody.
Nobody. But don't you still get that feeling? Like, if you're waiting for a bus, doesn't it make you feel an awful lot better if there's someone else waiting
Absolutely.
For the bus too?
I once was in South America with my soon-to-be wife, who was a Peace Corps volunteer, and she was near the equator, and there was some, it was a dingbat little village way over in the middle of nowhere, and it had, quote, an airport, which meant that it had a sock, an air sock, and a lawn. And, you know, there was no reason to think that any plane would ever come there. It looked like a front lawn. But on days when I had to go in or out of that place, it was extremely important that there be somebody else standing there. Or what would you think?
Somebody came up to you, what are you doing here? I'm waiting for the plane.
Yeah. and oftentimes, cause this was a place where, you know, it was in the high Andes, but this there was the other guy was always wearing a suit and had an attaché case. But that's a different story.
We're talking with NPR science correspondent Robert Kroll, which about snow days. Send us your favorite story, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Nancy on. Nancy with us from Grafton, Wisconsin.
Hi. I was a little girl, and our school was about 2 miles from our farm, which was 160 acres, and the buildings were in the middle of the 160 acres. So the roads were closed. You couldn't get through, but my dad, he went and he hooked up the horses on the stone boat, which he used to clean the barn out in the afternoon. But he loaded fresh straw in there, put horse blankets in, and he took us to school on the stone boat. And by golly, we got there. And, you know, at night, in the middle of the night, it could be 1 o'clock in the morning. And there we were in the middle of that farm and looking out the window, and we could hear about 2 or 3 miles away the big cats coming through to bulldoze out the roads. And, you know, it was quite exciting. And those horses really gave us a nice ride over to school.
Nancy, Robert and I are both from New York City. You're going to have to tell us what a stone boat is.
A stone boat is like a sled with runners on. And you go through the barn, at least you did, and you loaded the manure on that from the gutters, from the cattle.
So this was not the elite transportation.
Oh, Lord, no.
But it does seem a little funny about your father to make sure. How many kids showed up at school when you got from the center of the big snowfield to the gate, down to the freshly plowed roads, and then all the way to school? How many people were there?
There were never any freshly plowed roads.
Okay.
And we were at the end of the township, and we had 27 kids in the whole school, and there were 3 in my class, 2 boys and myself. And we had some grades, we didn't even have anybody in those grades, you know.
And that
day, when you got to school, how many other kids were there?
Doggone, I don't remember how many were there at that time.
I hope more than one.
And I hope all of the others had to ride in a stone boat, too.
Oh, they weren't that lucky, I don't think so.
Nancy, thanks very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Here's an email from Sherry in Derby,
I'm thinking
Kansas.
Over Nancy's father. I'm thinking over, do I like Nancy's father, or do I have worries about
it? That's rugged
Nancy.
American individualism, Robert.
Yeah.
My favorite snow day happened in 1970. I was in ninth grade and had a boyfriend. We'd been out of school because of snow for around 10 days. For young love, that is an eternity. On the 10th day, my boyfriend was able to walk to my house about 2 miles in the snow just to see me. Seeing his face and knowing what he'd had to go through to get to my house made that day so special. As in life, not everything worked out, so we broke up a year or so later, but that day has remained special to me. So, Clyde, thanks wherever you are. Let's see if we can
Had it kept snowing, she and Clyde would have been an item.
Andrea with us from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I have multiple snow days, and I'm from Chicago. Mm. We've had snow days all the time.
And what's your favorite snow day story?
My favorite snow day story was actually getting stuck in New York. We got stuck at the Four Seasons Hotel. So that was a really nice place to get stuck.
Yeah, I was going to say, stuck isn't quite the verb a lot of people would use.
It was very nice, but in the true New Yorker spirit, we tried to go out to dinner. There was a very nice restaurant, which is on the same block as the Four Seasons, And we went down to the restaurant. There were no other customers, and they would not let us eat because my husband did not have a jacket. So there was no other customers. There was no other way to get into another restaurant, but they refused him service because he didn't have a jacket.
I think so things have changed over the years.
When was this? Was this a long time ago?
This was in the early 90s. Yeah.
Really?
That's surprising.
Right. 92, 93.
I thought Toffanetti's had closed by then. Andrea, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we get one more caller in.
Well, that's a surprising story.
Majid from Truckee, California.
Oh, didn't get me.
Yes, I did.
The last caller.
And it's you, Majid, but you're about to hang up. Okay. She'll find that out in about 7 seconds. Let's see if we can go quickly to, this is Jason in Redding, California.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. We just have a couple of seconds left.
Okay. I'm in California, in the Central Valley here. It gets so hot that if the air conditioners don't work at school, they let us off. So in 96, they let us off, and me and some friends loaded up our trucks, our girlfriends, and we went out to the lake and had a wonderful time.
That sounds like a snow day.
It was the same sort of thing. You can't go to school, so shoot, we just went and had a great time.
That's the bizarro version of a snow day.
That is.
Yeah.
Jason, thanks.
It's hot here.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nancy will get the final word. This email from Stockton, California. It took a lot of snow to get a snow day in Rapid City, but the first ever happened the day we were supposed to go back to school after our spring break. The big storm hit, and we got an extra week of spring break, sledding, skating, burrowing tunnels through the snowdrifts. I'm sure my mom lost her mind. That's what we mean by a snow day. Robert Krolwich, thanks very much. What are you going to do with the rest of your snow day?
I'm going to roll down something.
Robert Krolwich joined us from our bureau in New York. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News in Washington.